Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So I don't really have a specific theme for today's 7 Minute Sunday other than just accountability, but I wanted to come to you guys and just share with you a little bit about the past 2 days. 2 days being yesterday and let's say today actually. So yesterday I had the pleasure of meeting up with three women who are all amazing in their own right, all doing wonderful things in their respective areas. And we met up for brunch and it was so good, so refreshing, so fun. Even though we don't all do the exact same thing, there were areas where we could see where we overlap. Everybody's personality and vibe was just right and it felt good. We all walked away just feeling so good. And really not even wanting to leave the restaurant that we were at. They basically had to kick us out because we were just enjoying each other's company so much that the time just flew by. And if you don't have a group of people that you can get together with, and it doesn't even have to be regularly, but people that you can get together with and just talk, just share, just build. And it doesn't even have to be about business. It could be about life in general, but just people that you can connect with. I highly suggest that you get you some. Get you some of those people in your life that you can just spend time with and you can pour into them and they can pour into you, because it really does feel good and it helps you to feel refreshed as you move from moment to moment in life, day to day, week to week, month to month, however you want to look at it. And then I realized that actually today, let's say, I had a mastermind call, an official mastermind call. And I realized that yesterday was a mastermind of sorts as well, because we covered a lot and we helped each other think through and talk through ideas or things that was stumping us. And let me also say this, the true beauty in that situation is that we didn't all walk into that brunch yesterday knowing each other, having met before. Not all of us knew each other. But by the time we got up, it felt like we had known each other. And because of the people that made the connections, I think, and when you just know good people, when you know good people, when you encounter them, you just know if their vibe, their energy is right, their spirit seems to be coming from a good place, you just know. And I think that's what made the making the connection for everybody just a bit easier. Because no one went into it with these apprehensions about who everyone was or anything like that. It was just like good vibes. And so I realized I had pretty much two mastermind sessions in 2 days, two in a row, but I loved it. It fed my energy. It fed my spirit. It fed my soul. It gave me what I needed to continue out my journey and to continue through the end of the year strong and energized and ready to go and even more excited about the new year. And so today's mastermind, two things that, you know what, actually, I think this can be applied to both masterminds. But in any case, I'll go ahead and break it down for you. I want to share with you the useful things that I took away from my mastermind sessions. And the first one is that it is always helpful to bounce ideas and get objective feedback from other people. Sometimes we get very protective about our ideas and things, and at times I might have even told you, don't share everything with everybody. That is true. But when you are in a safe space and you find people that are of like mind and you feel comfortable, you'll know if you feel comfortable. If you have to question whether you feel comfortable or not, you probably don't feel comfortable. You'll just know if it feels right and it feels comfortable. And when you find that, bounce ideas off of those people. Get objective feedback, because people that have genuinely your best interests at heart in their own best interest. They're not self-deprecating and so down on themselves and all those things. They will be able to give you insight and share with you wisdom from their own experience, maybe give you tools, maybe give you connections, give you resources, give you information that you just didn't have before. They'll be able to help provide those types of things for you, and it'll make a world of difference. You probably will just be blown away sometimes by what you can get back from these types of scenarios. The other thing that I walked away with is understanding that sometimes you just need to talk it through. You may not come to any final conclusions. That person may not have all the answers for you, but sometimes just talking it through with a good level-headed person who is equally ambitious and resourceful and all of that, it will do wonders. It may even make you think bigger about your idea. Maybe you were thinking too small or about your objectives. So talking it through is always a good thing. And then one of the next things that I learned is that you can gain insight as to how other people perceive you, and then it can help you to get bigger and better results. Because sometimes you might just be thinking too small with respect to yourself and what you're capable of and what you've done and what you can do and what you will do. And sometimes connecting with those other people will bring that to another level for you. And then finally, the last thing is that planning is king. Out of everything, I walked away with understanding and knowing what I need to do to plan to be the best that I can possibly be. And none of us ever like to plan, because planning is the unglamorous part, but planning helps us to see the bigger picture. It helps us to understand what could be a yes or a no for us. It helps us to break things down into smaller pieces so that they then seem feasible for us, and they then seem really approachable for us, and it doesn't seem so daunting, like, oh my gosh, I have this huge big goal. So planning is key for achieving the goals and the things that you potentially want to achieve, whether that's business and professional or whether it's personal. Planning and understanding what needs to go into this plan to get you to where you want to be, so crucial, so key, so beneficial. And that is what I really wanted to share with you guys today. I wanted to share with you a bit of insight about my mastermind meetings, and I wanted to just share with you some of my takeaways from it, and I hope that they've been helpful for you. And just know that you can do whatever it is you want to do. It's all up to you. We have the room to make the choices and decisions about the things that we want to do. And I strongly feel that with a plan and a commitment to action, you're unstoppable. Make sure you hear me. You are unstoppable with a plan and a commitment to action. So I hope you have an amazing week next week. I thank you so much for spending this time with me. And as always, keep killing it.